Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 15, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 2, 2002. Nazarene, we've got a difficult question. Now you have said members of the Ku Klux Klan would not be welcome in the Kingdom of God. Many would say that Orthodox Jews are just as bad as the Klan, and that Israel is a prejudiced and hateful nation. How would you respond to this?
With great anger, Alora, because nothing, absolutely nothing, is further from the truth. The teachings of the sacred faith are not prejudice. They teach separation. They teach not becoming part of heathen ways, but they are not prejudice. They do not teach hate. They do not teach the despising of others. They teach merely to be separate from others and not take on their ways. The traveler, the stranger, the foreigner is always welcome in Israel as long as they come in peace. Anyone that comes in peace is welcome in the land of Israel, is welcomed by the people of Israel, of Orthodox and non-Orthodox alike. They do not want to be isolated. They do not want to be cut off from the world. They want to be part of the world, but they want to keep their faith and keep their way, and this is not prejudiced. They do not teach hate. They do not teach anger. They do not teach attacking others because they are different. As long as they are left in peace, they leave everyone else in peace. And this is the way it should be. Those that teach that the Israeli people are prejudiced are the most despisable of the world.
And that's the way it should be everywhere, not just with the people of Israel. If only all the people in the world would be that way. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. We're back! Nazarene, I understand you fought a vicious spiritual battle against the demons around Ellsworth, Maine, March 3rd, and that you were wounded several times. What kind of wounds did you suffer, and did they hurt?
I will have to say, Alora, it was quite a battle. Everybody got hurt. The demons especially. We dispatched seven of them to eternal death. But I did receive a few wounds. Let's see. I got stabbed in the foot. That was the right foot. I got hit in the head, but that wasn't too serious. A helmet protected me. My left arm got whacked off, but we grabbed it and put it right back on. And I got stabbed in my right eye, and I still can't see out of that, but it's regenerating. It'll come back in a few days. I received a few wounds, but like we say, the demons took it worse. It is a terrible fight, Alora. The demons definitely do not want us to succeed in Ellsworth. They are working against us every bit they can, and the fight was terrible, and many of our people are so badly wounded that they won't be able to fight again tonight. So I am calling in reinforcements from the other kingdoms in the afterlife to give me a hand. I do not know what I would do without them. Without those reserve forces, we would be in deep, deep trouble, Alora. But fortunately, I have these reserves to call upon, and the creatures of darkness don't. And yes, Alora, it hurts. As the expression goes, it hurts like hell. The pain is indescribable. It's worse than anything anybody can suffer in the material realm. But we simply repair ourselves and go on. Fortunately, we can do that.
Why didn't John Lennon show up and heal you guys, Nazarene?
He was simply occupied where he was, Alora. He came by and gave us a little energy, but I insisted that he not give me too much because we need his power elsewhere. We have to stretch our resources, Alora. I'll heal.
We'll be back again.